Hello, Empresses. It is Leslie Tagorda with your August cosmic weather for Origin. I'm currently in Hawaii recording this, and I have a less than optimal studio situation. So you'll be hearing lots of different background noises from birds to chickens, maybe some cars. So we are doing our best here. So let's dive into the August 2021 overview and the cosmic weather. The theme in Origin this month is getting to know your customer. Relationships matter, from business partnerships, your business besties, and your affiliations. The value of your business expands on the relationships you cultivate. And that most important relationship after the relationship with yourself, your committed relationships to your ideal soul customers. Your soul customers are those who you are energetically bound by a promise to transform. To get to know your soul customer is first to know yourself more deeply. I know in July you worked on knowing yourself more deeply, and in August you're going to go even deeper to understand what you're passionate about, your unique energy to serve others effectively, and your expert solutions to problems you were born to deliver. This month, you get crystal clear about what makes you so attractive to your ideal customers. As you move into Libra season in the next few months, you will have all your natal details to call in your ideal customers to work with you. The energy of the month is going to help you organize how you are meant to effectively serve. That's the Virgo energy. The types of relationships you value. That's Venus in Libra. And the shared ideas you connect over. That's Mercury in Libra. August is going to feel supportive and expansive, especially compared to the oppositions of last month in July. Some much needed restoration energy. This month, the Sun while in Leo, Mercury while in Virgo, and Venus while in Libra will support you while they work at their highest potential in their home signs. In August, you will turn your purposeful passion, that's the Leo energy, into practical service to others, that's the Virgo energy, and begin organizing your details of committed relationships with your ideal customers, that's Libra energy. We get this all in August. August's cosmic weather is asking you to get organized, get healthy, and get into the details of building relationships with those you are born to serve. This month, we see Mercury entering the home sign of Virgo on August 11th, Venus entering her home sign of Libra on August 15th, Uranus begins its retrograde cycle, the Sun enters Virgo on August 22nd, and Mercury enters Libra on August 23rd. The two lunations we have our new moon in Leo at 16 degrees on August 8th, and our second full moon in Aquarius at Aquarius of 29 degrees on August 22nd. Remember, with these cosmic weather notes, these are collective cosmic energies available to us all. There's nothing to be fearful of. We get to get curious about what we need to learn from these energies. The times given are for exact meeting points. Often you're going to feel the energy days or even weeks leading up to and away from. Now, there are no prescriptive or predictive requirements, simply suggestions on how to work with these energies instead of against them. To personalize these energies, remember that with conjunctions or meetings and lunar activations, look to the degree of the activation and find where that degree lives on your natal chart. Your astrological house in which the degree occurs is where in your business or your life you will have the most access to that information for that cosmic alignment. If you head on over to the library and look at the written cosmic weather, I have a link for a video so you can look at your natal chart and learn how to read the different houses. That video is on Loom, and it is linked in the Cosmic Weather Report in the library. So let's dive into the astrology. For the first week of August 1st through the 7th, The theme for the week is Eye on the Prize. The quote that I picked for this week is, "The road to perseverance lies by doubt." It's written by an old English poet named Francis Quarles. This week could be emotionally scattered, from blissful about your innovations and to the next moment questioning your brilliance. Both confident, focused bliss and fearful, sticky doubt have energetic insights for you in your business. Get curious with what these wavering emotions are keying into you. If you're feeling stuck in doubt, get curious with what that doubt is asking you to do better. Dig into that self-doubt and analyze its message. This is your key to mastery. Your perseverance could open you up to breakthroughs that happen when you dedicate yourself to working through creative obstacles or restrictions. If you're feeling laser-focused, keep your eye on the prize and get curious with what is enabling your focus so you can harness that again in the future. So August 1st is a pretty big day. We start August off with a bang. We have the Sun, Kazemi, Mercury. That's the Sun and Mercury together, opposite Saturn today in the trifecta of creative vibrancy, communications, and focus. The theme for August 1st is a great day to crystallize creative projects and communications. Today is a culmination of three exact transits happening as a whole. This can feel like a day where you feel completely stuck in doubt, or feel laser focused in your passionate creativity. The Sun Kazemi, or conjunct Mercury, happens at exactly 7:08 a.m. Pacific, 10:08 a.m. Eastern, where the theme is clear, passionate consciousness. What creative aligned action can you express now that your heart and mind are aligned? Mercury, the messenger, is never more than a sign away from the Sun, our consciousness. Today, Mercury is in the heart of the Sun, a complete alignment of our soul's consciousness and the ability to communicate that consciousness. Your ability to communicate clearly, your passion is on fire. Look to your chart at the meeting point of Leo 9 degrees. If you have any natal planets or angles in fixed signs, Leo, Scorpio, Aquarius, and Taurus, these energies will add to your creative, passionate fuel. If you have natal planets or angles in fire signs, Leo, Sagittarius, and Aries, these energies will support your creative communications. The Sun and Mercury again meeting at Leo at 9 degrees. Later on that day, Mercury and the is exactly opposite of Saturn retrograde at 2:50 p.m. Pacific, 5:50 p.m. Eastern, where we have communications mastery. Is your pursuit of sounding smart impeding your natural ability to concentrate? This is a great aspect to focus and concentrate on any intellectual or writing project. Yet be aware with Saturn that discipline can sometimes go too far and make you doubt yourself. Be sure to stay balanced with your drives and focus on your goals. If doubt creeps in, thank it for reminding you to do your best, but let it go so it doesn't take energy away by overthinking. Again, if you have lots of fixed energy, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, or Aquarius, you're going to feel the need for mastery even more intensely. Mercury will be at Leo, 10 degrees opposite of Saturn, retrograde at Aquarius of 10 degrees. And then later that day, the Sun now will be opposite exact with Saturn, retrograde. This happens at 11:14 p.m. Pacific, 2:14 a.m. the next morning for Eastern, where the theme with the Sun and Saturn here is limiting self-doubt. What can you playfully create to build confidence? Your creative vibrancy, the Sun, may be afflicted by feelings of doubt, Saturn. It may feel like just as you're getting somewhere with your business, your business's creative projects, that your passion has fizzled. Be aware of this feeling, as in a few days it will be gone. Instead, harness the Saturnian doubt and see it as encouragement to double down and dedicate yourself to the brilliance of what you do in your business, your Sun. It is through focusing on the creation and keeping your eye on your long goal that you can build confidence and harness this energy. If you have lots of fixed energy, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius, you're going to feel this need for mastery even more intensely. The Sun now will be at Leo of 10 degrees, opposite Saturn, retrograde at Aquarius 10 degrees. So do you see how those three different aspects are all working together on August 1st? The next day, August 2nd, we have Venus in the beautiful supportive trine with Uranus. The exact meeting happens in the wee evening, but you're going to feel this for about a day up to and a day away from. The exact meeting happens on August 2nd at 11:53 p.m. Pacific, the very next day, 2:53 a.m. Eastern. Surprise opportunities open. What social opportunities can you enthusiastically say yes to? Relationships matter in your business, and Venus is the energy to attract your ideal customers and partners. Surprising opportunities through relationships can happen for a few days leading up to and away from this exact meeting point. Be open to meeting new people and invitations. Surprising opportunities are on the horizon. If you have, again, lots of Earth energy, Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn, you will hear opportunities knocking even more loudly. Venus will be at Virgo 14 degrees in a supportive trine with Uranus in Taurus at 14 degrees. On August 3rd, we have Mercury squaring Uranus. This happens at exactly 6:57 p.m. Pacific, 9:57 p.m. Eastern. You'll be feeling this for just a little bit earlier in that day. So the theme for this meetup is revolutionary communications. What downloads or new evidence are you getting today? You may receive some announcement or pieces of data that rock your world in unexpected ways. This new information gives you another perspective of what the future could look like for you and your business. You may be disbelieving at the moment, but give it time. In a few days, you can see how this missing piece is what you've been looking for. Now, this is not the best day to send out communications. Your energy may not be the most aligned today. Wait for a few days to output the information you've just received. If you have lots of fixed energy, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius, you will feel this more intensely. Mercury will be in Leo at 14 degrees. Uranus will be at Taurus at 14 degrees. On August 6th, now we have the sun squaring off with Uranus. So this happens at exactly 4:57 p.m. Pacific, 7:57 p.m. Eastern. You're going to feel this for about a day leading up to and a day leading away, where the theme for this aspect is creative breakthroughs. What influences put you on a different creative track? Your will is strong. This is the energy that you need to work through creative blocks and persist. You are so close to a breakthrough. Do not let the feelings of restriction stop you now. Any resistance you are feeling is proof that you are close. Creative brilliance on the horizon. You got this. If you have lots of fixed energy, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius, you must persevere for your creativity even more. The sun's at Leo at 14 degrees, squaring Uranus at Taurus at 14 degrees. So the second week of August, August 8th through 14th, the theme for this week is confidently communicate your desires. I have a quote by Oprah Winfrey for this week. You get in life what you have courage to ask for. Gosh, I find myself asking this to my clients all the time, especially when it comes to new moons. We'll be talking about the new moon this week, because the new moons give you the opportunity to get really clear on what you want. I always tell my clients, if you don't ask for it, the answer is always no. And so Oprah, of course, puts it in her beautiful way. You get in life what you have the courage to ask for. With a new moon in heart-centered Leo and Mercury returning to its home sign of Virgo this week is full of opportunities to clearly communicate what you want in business. The answer will almost always be no if you don't ask. This week, be brave and ask for what you want. August 8th, we have our new moon in Leo at 16 degrees. This happens at exactly 6:50 a.m. Pacific, 9:50 a.m. Eastern. I hope you decide to do a new moon ritual or intention setting today. Personally, for me, I like to wait 35 minutes after the exact meeting of the new moon to do my ritual, as then the moon starts to have a little bit of light. It is starting to gain light. Be sure to do your new moon ritual for maximum impact within 72 hours after this exact meeting. So today, you plant the seeds to confidently shine brighter with heart-centered purpose in your business. Are you having fun in your business? Are you doing things that allow you to show up in your brilliance, shining brightly like the leader you are born to be, living and working with purpose and vitality? If you aren't doing things that bring you pleasure and joy, then why are you doing what you do? As an entrepreneur, you understand that pleasure is directly tied to your health and success. So you owe it to yourself to bring in joy and shine brighter in your work. Check in with your soul to understand if you're leading with your heart, and shake off all the shoulds and the expectations of others. You call the shots in your business. Decide today what confidence and shining brightly look like for you in your business on your individual heart-centered terms. Check in Facebook on the Origin group for house activations as we get closer to the new moon. On August 9th, we have Venus opposing Neptune retrograde. This happens at exactly 5:20 p.m. Pacific, 8:20 p.m. Eastern, where the theme for this meetup is elevated visionary sensitivity. How can you add flow and grace to your connections? This is a day I'd mark in the calendar, August 9th, because it's a great day to reach out for a coffee chat or do a live on your social channels, because this is such a lovely feeling, a feeling of warmth and generosity. In your business process, like network and community building, there is a sense of graciousness and deep connection. Use this energy to reach out to others in your business. You can offer invitations too. Opportunities from business relationships are fruitful at this time. If you have a lot of mutable energy like Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, or Pisces, you're even more charming at this time. Venus will be at Virgo of 22 degrees, opposite Neptune at Pisces of 22 degrees. The next day is a big one too. Mark this down on your calendar. August 10th, where Mercury will be opposite of expansive Jupiter, now retrograde. This happens at exactly 6:20 p.m. Pacific, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, but you'll be feeling this for that day leading up to it, where big ideas are illuminated. What can you expansively communicate without over-exaggerating? Your ideas are big and your thoughts are optimistic. This would be a great day to write down your ideas for your next launch or write up the results and opportunities that open up when working with you for your sales pages. Do your brainstorming and creative work today, yet resist the urge to launch your new communications, as you will want to refine your ideas a bit more in the next day or so. If you have lots of fixed energy, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius, you will feel this expansiveness even more intensely. Mercury will be at 28 degrees in Leo, opposite Jupiter retrograde in Aquarius at 28 degrees. On August 11th, we have Mercury entering its home sign of Virgo. This happens at exactly 2:57 p.m. Pacific, 5:57 p.m. Eastern, when Mercury is in its home sign of Virgo. Organized effectiveness is here. What can you diagnose and make whole in your business? For just 2.5 weeks, now through August 29th, Mercury speeds through its home sign of Virgo. Mercury loves being in Virgo because it can take all the data learned through Gemini archetype and make a plan to create it in the real world. Mercury in Virgo, an earth sign, wants to categorize, systemize, organize, and diagnose so that it can create a prescription to put things together in your business in a whole and effective way. If you have natal Mercury in Virgo, you are organized, love evidence, and potently detail-oriented. If you have any planets or angles in Virgo, as Mercury zips by, you will have clarity in your natal energies in your business and your life. A little later that day on the 11th, Venus trines Pluto retrograde at exactly 3:46 p.m. Pacific, 6:46 p.m. Eastern, where your relationships are magnetic. What is manifested from transformational relationships in your business? Ooh, exciting. You likely have key, powerful partnerships or clients in your business. Make note of these magnetic relationships and the transformations that have resulted. As you take stock of these relationships and the results, give gratitude for these results so you can amplify this energy. After your gratitude, continue the amplification by creating more opportunities to build similar relationships and results. Bonus, if you write these transformations down, the results of these transformations, write them down and apply them to your marketing materials. If you have energies in late earth signs, Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn, be on the lookout for things for which you've put into the work and see what has come into fruition and manifested now. Venus is at Virgo of 24 degrees, trining Pluto retrograde at Capricorn of 24 degrees. Now we're looking to the next week of August, August 15th through the 21st, where the theme for this week is being prepared attracts luck. I have another quote by Oprah Winfrey for this week. Luck is a matter of preparation meeting opportunity. Because the most fortunate week of the month is here, with blessed Venus entering her home sign of Libra and the maverick Uranus stopping to go retrograde, all the while calling in some lucky breaks, while the creative sun illuminates expansive Jupiter. This week could shower you with luck and blessings if you've done your prep work. So be sure to highlight this week, the middle of August, August 15th through 21st, because this is going to be an abundant week. On August 15th, it's a big day to take action with our second quarter moon and Venus entering her home sign of Libra. So first, we have our exact second quarter moon phase at Scorpio of 23 degrees at 8:20 a.m. Pacific, 11:20 a.m. Eastern, where the theme is to act and investigate. What will you intuit and deepen your research to activate your intention? With the moon at the second quarter phase and gaining light, it is time to initiate and take action on your goals that you set during your new moon intention. No more planning, no more thinking, time to take action. In Scorpio, action is through deepening your understanding through research and your own inner intuition. Part of this deepening is finding the sometimes uncomfortable truth that prevents you from achieving your highest potential. Scorpio allows you to become friends with your shadows, to bring them to light so you can work through them instead of sweeping things under the rug where they collect and hold you back. Do your due diligence with the Scorpio moon. There is no hiding. Especially activating for fixed signs, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius, and especially supportive for water signs, Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. Later on that evening and the next morning for those of us in the Eastern time zone, Venus enters her home sign of Libra at exactly 9:27 p.m. Pacific, 12:27 a.m. the next day. Connect to your people is the theme for Venus in Libra. What meaningful and committed relationships will you create? This is a great season to foster your business relationships. Now through September 10th, Venus graces her beautiful home sign of Libra. Venus is our energy to connect to the people and resources we need in our lives and businesses. The sign your natal Venus in shows you what you appreciate in others and the energy you bring to relationships. In Taurus, Venus is all about the physical things we need. And in Libra, she's all about the valuable people we need that allow us to thrive. In our businesses, our people are our ideal customers and business partners that create our closest committed relationships that help our businesses grow. Relationships matter in your successful business. During this season, focus on creating win-win relationships for you, your ideal customers, and business partners. If you have your natal Venus in Libra, you value and connect with others over beauty, friendships, and relationships. If you have planets or angles in Libra, as Venus graces through, she will share her blessings with your natal energies. It will be an abundant few weeks for you. On August 18th, Mercury joins Mars in the sky at exactly 8:28 p.m. Pacific, 11:28 p.m. Eastern, where this meetup is Express Your Priorities. What needs saying to galvanize your boundaries? For this day, you're asking yourself, are you stating your needs? Are you getting your needs met? You may get frustrated or angry when your priorities are not at the top. Ultimately, this is your responsibility to share your expectations, your policies, your responsibilities. Having expectations clear and center isn't mean, it's constructive to projects and relationships going smoothly. And you can still be assertive as well as kind. Your customers will appreciate your clarity. Look to your chart and discover which house contains Virgo of 12 degrees. This is the area in your life and your business where you need to clarify and express your priorities. Mercury and Mars again meeting at Virgo of 12 degrees. On August 19th, we have Uranus stopping on the brakes and going retrograde. This happens at exactly 6:40 p.m. Pacific, 9:40 p.m. Eastern, where the theme for this Uranus retrograde is reform, sustainable progress. What physical resources in your life and business need up-leveling? Uranus steps on the brakes today, 14 degrees and 49 minutes in Taurus, to head in reverse through January 17th of 2022. So in Taurus again, this is the last outer planet to join this annual retrograde train. This is mostly a subtle transit. You'll notice it most during the change in direction. So maybe yesterday, today, tomorrow. Uranus is going so slowly right now, and for over the next 6 months, it's going to barely crawl back 4 degrees, drilling into this middle area of Taurus. If you happen to be someone with planets or angles between the 10 degrees and 14 degrees of Taurus, Uranus will be revolutionizing your natal energies and asking them to innovate for a brighter future. In Taurus, this innovation likely will occur with your physical resources like your money, food, shelter, environment. And globally, we all need this more than ever as we are at critical mass with climate and environmental issues. I want you to take a look at your chart for Taurus between 10 degrees and 14 degrees because we're all going to feel this. And so look to the house that contains these degrees because that's where in your life and your business, you're going to feel this Uranian up-leveling. And if you have a lot of fixed energies, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius, especially between 10 and 14 degrees, you are going to feel this revolutionary energy even more intensely. If you have these earth energies, Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn, especially between 10 and 14 degrees, you are going to be in flow with these innovative changes. So to me, I love Uranus. The changes can be a little bit unexpected, but if you commit to enjoying the ride, you can have some really epic up-levelings. On August 19th, we have Sun opposing Jupiter, where the theme is illuminating expansive creativity. What can you brilliantly share today? This day, you mark it on your calendar because it's a lucky and generous day. It feels like so lovely. Go forth and share your brilliance. You're feeling so generous. With Jupiter, though, be aware to not go overboard. You could work on a creative project, share what you do so well, or even just revel in the brightness of the day. If your emotions are feeling intense today, it's best to channel this energy into your focused creative work versus sharing it out with the world. Wherever you are, enjoy this creative brilliance. The Sun will be at Leo, 27 degrees, opposite Jupiter retrograde in Aquarius at 27 degrees. Moving on to August 20th, we have Mercury trining Uranus retrograde. This is a fast acting aspect. So this happens in the wee mornings at 1:06 a.m. Pacific, 4:06 a.m. Eastern, where the theme for this is communication breakthroughs. What opportunities can you be open to by talking it through? It's a day like this that you may want to talk through some of your ideas with your trusted business besties. The gold is in the process. Though your Mercurian actions, like talking, writing, and organizing, opportunities could come through that revolutionize old ways of doing things. This is a short and quick transit, so make use of this energy as you have it. If you wait, it will be gone. If you have Earth energies, Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn, you will feel this need to process and talk it out even more. Mercury will be at Virgo, 14 degrees, trining Uranus, retrograde at Taurus of 14 degrees. On August 21st, we have now Mars trining Uranus retrograde at exactly 11:38 p.m. Pacific, 2:38 p.m. Eastern. This transit will be a little bit longer. You may feel this for a day or two leading up to and a day or two leading away, where the theme for this is confident risk-taking. What opportunities can you be open to by moving it through your body? Only yesterday, Mercury was in flow with Uranus, and now Mars is about to join the party. Mars, your willpower, and Mercury, your communication power, have essentially been working together this entire week, helping you express what needs boundaries and prioritization. And now that these energies are in flow with Uranus, your innovation power, there are opportunities for change. You may feel this extra energy and drive in your body or your nervous system. Channel this physical energy through your body so it flows. Listen to your body and nervous system as to what opportunities of change are now open. Similar to yesterday with talking things through to process, today you may need to move your body to process. A great day to sweat it out, figure it out, and be inspired. Or if you're like me, I'm going to probably want to declutter and clean and organize. That could be another expression as well. If you have Earth energies, Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn, you will feel this need to move it out even more. Mars will be at Virgo, 14 degrees, trining Uranus retrograde at 14 degrees in Taurus. So now we're at the week of August 22nd through the 28th, and I really apologize because there is a garbage truck in the background. I have no control over this. Charm is in the details. Walt Disney says, there's no magic in magic. It's all in the details. And so this week, on the same day as our second Aquarius full moon, the sun moves into detail-oriented Virgo. There is a subtle difference in celebrating the details that make our work magical and getting stuck in the details where all we can see are flaws. It's this week that we keep our eye on the details while we can still keep an eagle eye perspective to see the big picture. Pay close attention this week. The magic will happen and it will be in the details. On August 22nd, it is a big day with the full moon in the early hours of the day and the sun moving into Virgo by the end of the day. The full moon in Aquarius at 29 degrees. It happens at exactly 5:02 a.m. Pacific, 8:02 a.m. Eastern, where the theme is creative luminosity. What next level of confidence and expansive creative capacity are you grateful for? We get a second full moon in Aquarius this time. The last full moon, also in Aquarius in July, we were able to let go of feeling too out there to make room for your creative uniqueness. With this second Aquarius full moon, we feel more expansive and optimistic about our creative vibrancy and revel in our uniqueness. It certainly feels celebratory with the moon right next to Jupiter in Aquarius receiving the bright shine of the Leo sun. Look back to February 15th, all the way back in 2018, where we had our new moon near the same degree at Aquarius of 27 degrees. Did you keep a journal? What did you intend back then? We are at that full illumination cycle that began back in February of 2018. If you do keep your journal, look back. What did you intend? Did you receive it? If you made money or relationship intentions and committed, you're now manifesting those intentions. Similarly, if you had intended to make a big change in your business, if you committed, this too is coming to full fruition. I know back in February of 2018, I hadn't even yet really begun incorporating astrology into my business. And that was one of the big things I really, really wanted to do. So full circle, I am celebrating. So if you also have celebrations, celebrate and give thanks. If not, be honest. Is it something you still desire? If so, what are the obstacles? You can release that prevent you from blossoming your intentions. Remember to thank what you need to release, offer yourself forgiveness for not yet attaining your intention, and decide today that you will commit to your intention. Full moons are illumination times where you have to be honest and look at where you are with your intentions to decide your next course of action. Part of the decision is letting go of parts that no longer serve you so you can have more energy to continue on your intention. In the Facebook group, when we get near to the full moon, be sure to check the feed as I will have some things that you need to celebrate and let go based on your rising signs. Later on that day, Sun enters Virgo, where at 2:35 p.m. Pacific, 5:35 p.m. Eastern. The theme for Sun entering Virgo is assess and make whole. What does effective, sustainable, healthy growth look like for your business? Now through September 22nd, we are in the season of Virgo, where we radiate our creativity through getting organized, keeping healthy, and paying attention to the details. The Sun joins Mercury and Mars already in Virgo. Virgo's efficiency is more than how we can make things faster and more profitable. To be in the shadow of Virgo is to pursue perfection and productivity through overthinking, overserving, and overdoing. Efficiency doesn't take into account Virgo values such as health of the whole, sustainable productivity, restoration, absorption, and steady growth. Instead, let's practice the evolution of efficiency, which is effectiveness. With Virgo effectiveness, you diagnose the overall health of your business and synthesize how the pieces put together, how everything works as the whole. The health of you, the business owner, is as important as the health of your business, your soul's extension. Both you and your business must be healthy in mind, body, and spirit to the best of your abilities so that you can create a business that allows you to accomplish your soul's purpose while serving others. For all the Virgo empresses, the healthiest and happiest of solar returns birthday to you this month. On August 23rd, we have Venus trining Saturn retrograde at exactly 5:48 a.m. Pacific, 8:48 a.m. Eastern, where your commitments are paying off. Where in your business is your loyal dedication being rewarded? Notice for surprise outcomes from commitments in your business relationships or investments. If you've been dedicated to some of your business relationships, maybe following up with an interested prospect, or you've been focusing on attaining a money goal, the timing is ripe for some unexpected results. If you haven't yet decided to commit to a client relationship or money goals, today could be a great day to make a plan. Commitment, focus, dedication is your key to success. If you have any planets or angles in air signs, Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius, around 8 degrees, you're going to feel this added support. Venus will be in Libra at 8 degrees, trining Saturn retrograde at Aquarius at 8 degrees. On the 24th, Mercury will now be opposite of Neptune retrograde. This happens at exactly 6:14 p.m. Pacific, 9:14 p.m. Eastern. Listen to your intuition. What clever and imaginative ideas are now being illuminated? Over the last month, Mercury has been dancing with Neptune and stimulating your thinking with visionary intuition. If you're open to the signs your intuition is constantly sending you, today things will feel amplified, as if your doors are wide open to receiving it all. Trust your intuition, because these downloads may not make sense at first, but if you stop trying to figure it out and playfully get curious, you will get an insight into your most effective creative process. Now, this may sound subtle. This may feel subtle. It will feel subtle. Yet you get to decide today how you can think things through. Would you rather struggle with the details or go with the flow and be inspired to do easier? Something is about to be illuminated in your creative process. If you have mutable signs, Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces in late degrees, you'll intuit these energies so much more intensely. Mercury will be at Virgo of 22 degrees, opposite of Neptune at Pisces of 22 degrees. On the 26th, Mercury now trines Pluto retrograde, where your words have power. This quick action happens at 7:23 a.m. Pacific, 10:23 a.m. Eastern. So maybe the day before and the day after, you want to harness energy, because what can you share and express that transforms? Mark this day on your calendar, because it's a great day to send a vulnerable message that inspires action to your community. It's a day like today where you have access to deep emotional intelligence and want to share something vulnerable. Now, this isn't for the sake of clickbait or manipulation. Instead, this is about sharing something deep you've overcome in your business that connects you to those that may be going through the same thing you've worked through. Your ideal customers. You have the ability to put into words these feelings today and use them to inspire transformation in your people and community. If you have earth signs, Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn in late degrees, you'll be able to create your message with a feeling of support. Mercury will be at Virgo 24 degrees, trining Pluto retrograde at Capricorn of 24 degrees. And now for the last few days of August, this last week, your theme is sharing ideas. The quote I picked is by Amanda Palmer, and she is a lyricist and musician. And she says, collecting the dots, then connecting them, and then sharing the connections with those around you. This is how the creative human works. Collecting, connecting, sharing. This week is all about the love of shared ideas. In August, Mercury completed its data collection in Virgo and now moves into Libra for an extended stay. Time to start connecting your data with the people in your community over ideas you both love. On the 29th, Mercury enters Libra at 10:10 p.m. Pacific, 1:10 a.m. the next day, where you are creating bridges of communicative relationships. What relationships can you speak to over shared ideals? After a brief stay in its home sign of Virgo, Mercury joins Venus in Libra to get chatty over relationship building through the love of shared ideas, art, poetry, and connection. Now through November 6th, Mercury spends an extended stay in lovely Libra. Heads up, we have an upcoming Mercury retrograde in Libra in late September to process how we rethink our relationships. Isn't divine timing so amazing? It is to me. Because Mercury will be spending many weeks in Libra, you get a chance to think and rethink what relationships mean in your business. Libra is about connecting to the right people that help us along our business journey. Ideal customers, affiliates, business partners, anyone with whom you have a commitment through a contract or money exchange. With our upcoming Mercury retrograde, this process will be about discovering who your ideal customers are, rethinking how you connect with them, and then creating a plan of how to connect with them. It all starts here with Mercury entering Libra, so we can bring awareness to our business relationships. Get ready for a few months of deep diving into your ideal customers and partnerships. On the 30th, we have our fourth quarter moon in Gemini at 7 degrees. This happens in the wee early morning at 12:13 a.m. Pacific, 3:13 a.m. Eastern, where with the fourth quarter moon phase, it is time to rest and get curious. What can you do today to relax and think? Today is a day where you get to get relaxed by being able to focus on your mind. Maybe you're getting through a certification exam, or you need to deepen your knowledge, or you're finishing up a big writing project. The energy feels perfect to get cozy and focused on finishing things. No big energetic effort needed. Remember, the last quarter moon phase is an integration phase in our businesses where our inner consciousness catches up to what you know at an intellectual level. It is a time to cultivate and finish up what you've learned and assess what you want to continue with and what you might want to release to churn back into the earth as nourishment for the seeds you will plant. And that's all of the major aspects that we have for August. So again, this month, it's time to get organized and to deepen your ability to serve others so that you can connect with your ideal customers. All right, if you have any questions or requests, please tag me on Origin Facebook group and I will happily answer. Thank you, Empresses. Have a wonderful day.